Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to another episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where the realms of true crime, the supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Matt.
I'm Jordan.
Let's dive right in. Today, we delve into a topic that's as fascinating as it is unsettling. Haunted objects.
Yeah, gotta get into the haunted objects before we go ghost hunting. Or technically, we're recording this before we go ghost hunting, but...
Specifically, Annabelle.
Woo.
Do you know anything about Annabelle?
Very little.
Okay, so you know nothing. It wasn't as satisfying that time.
Yeah, very little, actually. I know that it's a haunted doll.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Okay. Later.
Objects that, for reasons we can barely understand, become vessels for something other. Something beyond our normal comprehension.
Do you ever think about, after you die, if you would haunt an object?
Oh, I totally would.
I would too, but I have a difficult time deciding what I would haunt.
I would haunt the office.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily an object, that's a place. If you haunted an object, what would it be?
I totally cannot say what my first thought was.
I thought about it one day, forever and ever ago, and I just couldn't figure out if I haunted an object, what it would be. I can't think of a singular object that I would be like, yeah, I would haunt that, for sure, that's what it would be.
I would haunt a phone.
That would be interesting.
One, I love technology. So actually, anything electronic, TV might be fun.
Feel like I would haunt a vehicle.
You do that every time you drive.
Don't I, though?
Everybody's screaming and panicky when you're driving.
I drive just fine.
There's a reason why I'm doing the driving up to the haunted houses so we make it alive.
I drive just fine, thank you very much. Progressive thinks I drive great.
Progressive doesn't know you.
Progressive thinks I drive just fine.
So that just proves that Progressive is crazy.
I drive fine, thank you very much.
Among these objects, there's one that stands out. A doll that has become the stuff of nightmares for many. A doll whose innocent appearance belies a chilling story of possession, terror, and unexplained phenomena.
I'm going to stop you right there because any doll... It's not.
Creepy.
Yeah, it's always creepy. It does not look innocent ever. Okay, dolls are just creepy, period. No.
You remember the Cabbage Patch Kids?
Yeah. Like, pretty sure I had one when I was little.
Not the newer ones, but the ones like where they are, honestly, they were demonic to me.
Like, I had that Cabbage Patch doll when I was little that you could feed and it would eat and then, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, I don't know how many kids got their hair ripped out by that thing.
Or their fingers crushed.
oh no, I definitely put my finger in that thing for sure. And it didn't do anything. It was disappointing because obviously every single kid was like, I'm going to put my finger in that.
Oh, that one was recalled because kids would put their finger down there and it would get stuck. Because
I guess my finger far enough because yeah. I definitely tried that. I have vivid memories of being like, yep, going to see what I can do.
I think it's because they put it too far down and then it got stuck in the mechanism.
Probably.
But anyways, Cabbage Pets, creepy as fuck.
They're all creepy. I love them.
This doll's name, Annabelle, known as one of the most infamous haunted dolls in the world. Annabelle's story has not only captured the imaginations of countless people, but has also inspired movies, books, and heated discussions in both the paranormal community and beyond. But what is it about Annabelle that draws us in? Is it the contrast between her harmless, playful form and the dark, malevolent? What?
Or are you adding an R?
I don't know.
Malevolent?
Malevolent. Is it the contrast between her harmless, playful form and the dark forces she's said to harbor? That's going to be cut out so nobody will know.
Don't leave it in.
Or perhaps is it the innate curiosity about the unknown, the thrill of exploring the edges of our reality? Whatever the reason, the tale of Annabelle is more than just a story. It's a journey into the heart of the paranormal, a testament to the eerie power that certain objects can hold over us. Dear listeners, if you're ready, let's embark on this journey together. Let's uncover the history, the hauntings, and the horror. Fuck it, let's go. Our story begins in the year 1970, in a seemingly ordinary apartment home to two young nursing students. It was here in this unassuming setting that a doll was given as a birthday gift. A Raggedy Ann doll with red yarn hair and a triangular nose, a classic American toy beloved by many. But this was no ordinary doll. This was Annabelle. Have you ever seen an Annabelle, by the way?
Seen a Raggedy Ann doll.
A Raggedy Ann doll, that's right, man.
Yeah.
Those things were demonic from the beginning.
Yeah, my grandma had several Raggedy Ann dolls.
I never actually saw one. And in fact, I didn't even know what it looked like until I started looking it up. Because one, I didn't know that if the movie was accurate or not.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
At least from what I've seen, because I have not actually seen the movie, but I've seen like trailers and stuff. I would think it's pretty accurate.
Hit or miss.
At least as far as what I've seen of it, because I'm not much of a horror movie person.
Which is weird.
Why is that weird?
She loved true crime and slightly loved paranormal, but you don't like horror.
I find a lot of them fairly predictable and just gory and just, I don't know. It's
the only horror movie that ever won. I think everyone can agree on this. Final Destination.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that, and I will never be the same again. That one did actually get to me. No.
Yeah, I think
that one.
I think everybody still has fears of driving next to a log truck.
I still won't do it. I won't. No, you can't convince me to do it. Anytime I see one, I'm just like, and immediately changing lanes. No, thank you. Not going to die that way, man. Not doing it.
Literally.
I'm dying. I'm not going out that way.
You could tell who. I've literally been like in long lines of traffic and nobody's passing. And then you get up and figure out why.
It's because it's a log truck and you're like, yeah. I understand.
Yep, I'm going to just go back.
You're like, nope, I get it.
And it's so funny because you can always tell the people that have seen Final Destination by how they react when they see that log truck.
I get it. Okay, understood.
At first, Annabelle seemed like any other doll, part of the decor, harmless and inanimate. But soon, the ordinary became extraordinary. The doll appeared to move on its own, changing positions and even rooms without explanation. Notes began to appear, messages written on parchment paper, a paper of the type, paper type, the roommates didn't even own.
Oh, that's creepy.
The messages were simple, but chilling. Help us, they read, or help Lou. The name of the friend who often visited.
Yeah, that's creepy. They didn't even own that kind of paper. Like, no. Where did it come from?
No, yeah. That's the part that really gets to me is the fact that And parchment paper, this is the 70s, so it's not like it's you can order on Amazon or eBay.
You're right. It's not like you can just be like, I'm going to go grab me some parchment paper real quick. No.
I don't know how what availability parchment paper was back then, but I suspect it wasn't too
popular. I can't imagine it would be easy to find.
I don't even think it'd be easy to find these days.
Probably not.
We got freaking Amazon, eBay, pretty much every freaking online shopping place that sells everything.
Probably be expensive as shit.
Concerned and frightened by these inexplicable events, the students sought help, leading them to Ed and Lorraine Warren. Ever hear of them?
I have.
So you haven't heard of them. Great.
Love it when you do that. It's my favorite thing.
So for those that don't know, which I'm sure everybody who's listening to this know who they are probably the most famous ghost hunters and investigators.
Yeah. They're really big names in ghost hunting.
They're renowned paranormal investigators with a deep understanding of the supernatural. The Warrens took an immediate interest in the case, sensing that this was no ordinary haunting. According to the Warrens, the doll was not simply a vessel for a restless spirit, but was in fact manipulated by something far more evil. They believed a demon was using the doll as a conduit, seeking to sow chaos and fear. But why Annabelle? The Warrens uncovered a backstory that added layers to the mystery. They learned of Annabelle Higgins, a young girl whose lifeless body was found years before on the property where the apartment stood. The spirit claimed to feel safe with the nurse and students and desired to stay with them by possessing the doll.
That's not creepy.
And it's not actually, that's one thing that distinguisher, it's not actually possessing the doll, it's manipulating the doll. According to the Warrens, objects can't actually be possessed. They can just be manipulated. So that's kind of...
It's inanimate.
Yeah.
You can't technically possess it, so that tracks.
Yet the Warrens caution such entities often deceive, masking their true intentions. The Warrens acted swiftly, performing a blessing to cleanse the apartment. However, understanding the risk associated with such a powerful entity, they took Annabelle with them, placing her in a secure glass case in their occult museum. A warning inscribed on the case reads, "Positively do not open," a testament to the danger that lies within. And one thing to note is that aside from moving, there was also an incident with the Lou friend when he was sleeping on the couch. He actually woke up to the Annabelle doll trying to strangle him.
That's terrifying. No thanks.
Then he would end up with scratches on his back, 3 scratches on his back. And so this doll would progressively get in more violent, which is the reason why the Warrens ended up taking it. Now, there's also other stories of when the Warrens were taking the doll, their brakes went out on their car and they actually had to stop and put holy water, spray Annabelle with holy water just to be able to make it back to their museum. Not quite as prepared because they had to make a special case for her. Like, they didn't have this case already built. It took them a little bit, and the reason they built it was because Annabelle decided to let the Warrens know how unhappy they were or she was to be taken away from where she wanted to be.
She does what she wants, man.
The origin of Annabelle is a tale of innocence entwined with darkness, of a simple gift transforming into a conduit for the supernatural. It's a reminder of the unseen forces that, according to some, weave through the fabric of our reality, touching lives in ways we may never fully understand.
Super creepy, though.
But, dear listeners.
And Jordan, oh boy.
The story of Annabelle doesn't end there. Her legacy, the events that follow, and the life she touched continue to intrigue and terrify to this day. With Annabelle now in the hands of the Warrens, one might think the eerie happenings would cease. Yet the saga of this haunted doll was far from over. The paranormal events that unfolded both before and after Annabelle's containment are a testament to the doll's unsettling influence. Before Annabelle was secured away, those who encountered her reported a series of disturbing events. There were tales of the doll appearing to bleed a liquid crimson seeping from her hands. Others spoke of seeing her blink, which is creepy.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Her cloth eyes seemingly alive. But most alarming were the attacks.
I don't know. That's still pretty alarming.
One evening, a friend of the nursing students, Lou, experienced Annabelle's evilness firsthand. He awoke from a deep sleep to find the doll at his feet. And as he stared in disbelief, he felt a sudden sharp pain in his chest. Claw marks appeared, a physical manifestation of an unseen aggression. Marks that vanished without a trace days later.
Cool. Cool. That's chill.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Lou was even spending the night at this place multiple times because that wasn't the only time. Like I said, there was one time where he woke up to the dolls trying to strangle him.
Yeah. Either really brave or really stupid. We're both.
And trying to find out, I thought Lou was maybe dating one of the girls.
Yeah.
He's spending the night sleeping on the couch.
Maybe Lou just didn't have a place to go.
I don't know. That's out of honestly the whole thing. That's the thing that kind of I can't figure out.
Maybe he just did not have anywhere else to go.
I don't know. Warrens, recognizing the danger Annabelle possessed, took decisive action. They encased the doll in a specially made glass box designed to contain her influence. This case, located in their cult museum, became Annabelle's new home, a prison meant to halt the spread of her evil energy. Ed Warren often said, quote, "Annabelle likes to test her bounds," unquote. A chilling reminder of the potential threat she posed, even while encased.
What does that mean?
Yet, even behind glass, visitors to the museum have reported feeling uneasy, overcome by a sense of dread or sudden inexplicable emotional shifts. Some have even claimed to experience terrifying nightmares after visiting, a spectral souvenir of their encounter with Annabelle. The Warrens themselves cautioned against taunting or underestimating the doll's power, recounting stories of individuals who met with misfortune after doing so. One such individual being a young man who, after mocking Annabelle, was involved in a fatal motorcycle accident just hours later.
That's fair.
Does that answer your question?
Yep, sure does. Sure does.
I got good news for you, Jordan.
I don't want to know it.
We've got tickets to the Warrens Museum.
Of course you fucking do. God.
I'm just kidding.
Really?
Eventually we're going to go.
I'm sure eventually we'll go. I will not be mocking Annabelle. Nope.
Oh, well, I totally will be.
Matthew, I will be in the same car with you. Fucking not.
We are going to test this theory.
No, we will not be, because I will be in the same car with you. I'll be walking the fuck out of there. Walking. I'll get an Uber. I will get something else. I do not know.
We're going to be driving home, and we're going to see how powerful Annabelle is.
No, we will not.
We?
I don't want to die.
These stories, whether taken as cautionary tales or mere coincidences, underline the enigma and unsettling aura that surrounds Annabelle. The Warrens believe the doll's containment not only protected the public, but also served as a reminder of the unseen forces that dwell within our world. Forces that occasionally breach the boundaries of our understanding. The hauntings and paranormal events associated with Annabelle paint a complex picture of an object imbued with an unexplainable energy, whether as a result of the human psyche, the power of belief, or genuine supernatural phenomena. Annabelle's story continues to intrigue and alarm, a reminder of the thin veil that separates the known from the unknown. From the shadowy confines of the Warren's Occult Museum to the bright glare of the Hollywood spotlight, Annabelle's story has transcended its origins to become a cultural phenomenon. The haunted tale of this doll has not only captivated the minds of those interested in the paranormal, but also found a significant place in popular culture. Perhaps the most notable impact has been the Annabelle film series, a key part of the Conjuring universe, which brought the doll's chilling story to audiences worldwide. The series began with The Conjuring in 2013, offering the glimpse of Annabelle to many before she received her own titular film in 2014, followed by sequels that further explored her dark origins and the terror that she brings.
I actually didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I knew that she had her own, but I'm not big enough into horror films that I knew that The Conjuring was where it started.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't fully know that either. And I didn't know that it was part of the Conjuring universe. And not to be honest, I didn't even know there was a Conjuring universe.
Really, there is. I know about The Conjuring. I know about the movies. I'm just not that big into horror movies.
Some of them I like American Horror Story, at least the first few seasons.
Those aren't particularly scary, though. They're just creepy. Creepy is fine.
None of these are really scary because they're all movies, but they're just movies with jump scares.
Yeah, that just annoys me.
You know the movie that, like, sticks with me? Not, like, scary movies. Have you ever seen The Butterfly Effect?
I'm trying to remember.
With Ashton Kutcher?
Maybe.
Watch it. That movie, it's not necessarily scary, but it is, like, trippy AF.
I feel like maybe I have. I don't remember. I'll have to look up the title, or not the title, the trailer here in a little bit and remind myself, because I've watched so many movies that I'm just like, wait, how? I don't remember.
These cinematic portrayals.
Oh, for God's sake. Why are you like this?
Totally missed that. I totally mispronounced that word.
Yeah, you totally did.
These cinematic portrayals? I give up today.
Yep, you do.
These cinematic movies, while inspiring true events surrounding Annabelle, take creative liberties to craft a narrative that's both enthralling and terrifying. The real Annabelle, a Raggedy Ann doll, differs significantly from her movie counterpart, a porcelain doll with a menacing gaze. Okay, I remember that now.
Okay, yeah, that's right, because...
Yeah, it was a porcelain doll instead of a Raggedy Ann.
That's significantly different.
I don't know why. It's been so long since I've even watched the movies.
Has there been a Raggedy Ann doll then and something? Oh, am I losing my brain?
I honestly remember a movie with a Raggedy Ann doll, so maybe
we're thinking
about the Mandela effect again.
Maybe. I don't know. There's got to be something I'm thinking of with a Raggedy Ann doll in it. I don't know. Anyway. To be fair, porcelain dolls are much creepier. Oh,
totally freaking are. I hate porcelain in general.
They stare at you.
Not only that, just like...
They watch you.
Porcelain, like when people rub their fingernails on it.
Yeah, it's got that sound and that feeling, and it just...
That vibrates through my fingernails. Especially like if you get not the like glazed porcelain, but if you get like the unfinished part.
Yeah.
I cannot stand that. I will probably murder somebody if they do that next to my ear.
It's a terrible sound. Dry, unfinished, rough porcelain. That's just gross.
It's almost like, to me, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yep.
But it's worse. It's like much, much worse.
Chalk, but not. And it's just terrible. I can't stand this feel of chalk either. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyways. The adaptation amplifies her eerie presence, a testament to the power of visual storytelling. Yet despite these differences, the essence of Annabelle's story, a seemingly innocent object harboring an evil force, remains intact.
How close did they stay to the actual storyline? Do you have any idea?
Allegedly, they stayed pretty close. They obviously took their creative liberties, but the movies are relatively similar to the story that has been told.
Interesting. Maybe interesting.
Obviously, they've added a lot of stuff, but that's basically all I got. But while skepticism comes naturally surrounds tales of the paranormal, the cultural and emotional impact of stories like Annabelle's cannot be dismissed. They challenge our perceptions of reality, urging us to question what we believe to be true. They remind us that the world is full of wonders and mysteries, and some of which may never fully be understood.
Entirely true.
Whether you're a staunch skeptic or a believer in the supernatural, the story of Annabelle encourages a deeper exploration of the unknown. It invites us to consider the countless other objects and tales that straddled the line between myth and reality, each with its own story waiting to be uncovered.
I will not be watching the movies.
We are. Everybody take a vote in the comments and Facebook.
Me.
I can't, but the viewers can.
Viewers can't make me either. I'm already going ghost hunting. There's only so much you can push me.
Eventually, the plan is we're going to be going ghost hunting a lot more.
Yes, I'm aware. I'm already doing enough for you people. You already get to see me. That's right. See me on video, running terrified, screaming.
To answer any questions, yes, we will be recording it on video. And yes, we will be uploading it on YouTube. If you haven't, you might want to subscribe to the YouTube channel because very soon you may be starting to get some surprises.
It's going to be a good time. I'm going to die. It's going to be fine.
I'm so going to torment Annabelle. Thank you for joining us on this journey through all things mysterious. If you've enjoyed uncovering these mysteries with us, please show your support by liking, subscribing, and following us on your favorite listening platform. For more content and ways to stay connected, don't forget to check out our links in the description below.
As always, we keep you guessing.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.